on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Here's a little Dave Land for you, boys and girls.
Thank you. And it is a tradition unlike any other, the back selling of ticket stock. And wanted to take Dave Land to give those who did not attend a little taste of the Time Wasters. Because the Time Wasters concludes every ticket stock. Mm-hmm. We hit the stage about 6:30 on Saturday night and wrapped up around 8. It was like a 90-minute set. And one of our better sets, I think. It was a yacht rock theme. It wasn't completely adhered to throughout the set.
It was not.
But I think there were some really, really good performances. Of course, the Time Wasters band led by Jesse. Those guys are incredible professionals. And
awesome. It's really fun.
We need to thank them so much. I don't have the full roster in front of me, so I don't want to cherry pick. Although I did say Jesse and single him out. But I want to start with, Bob, you are a reluctant Time Waster because you don't fancy yourself a singer or performer.
Oh, I'm not.
But I thought that this was a really great collab. It's one of the best, one of the most emblematic yacht rock songs.
It is.
And so Corby and Bob teamed up for Escape, a.k.a. the Pina Colada song.
Really,
so here's
thankful.
Here's a little bit of that.
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long. It's like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So as she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada and getting caught in the rain, and you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, in the dunes of the Cape, you're the love that I look for. Write to me and escape.
Okay.
Bob and I are chasing the same woman in this song. I want you to know that. It's a total cream dream double team.
Here's Bob's verse.
I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean. But me and my old lady had fallen into that same old dull routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad.
Yes, I like pina colada.
I mean, I appreciate that you went for it.
Yeah.
Did I
hit most of the notes?
You hit some notes.
Okay.
I told him he had to lean into it.
Yeah. No, that was great. That was great.
I have a problem. I can't remember the words. So
that's the worst part of
reading the whole thing. And,
yeah.
And I wish I could do better, but my mind just literally just goes blank when I'm up there.
It's come to be expected. I think that the P1s are very accepting of us having lyric sheets or our phones as a crutch, a whoobie.
It's a huge crutch.
Yeah.
But
you know, we're going out of our comfort zone. Now, I do want to call out the MVP of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's unanimous, I bet.
Young Hamster, our own Matt Birmingham, was all over the set last Saturday night.
He had a lot going on.
Yeah, so he's a drummer. And so he was behind the kit three times, right? Three times? So he was drumming for Hashpipe, which was Monty on lead vocals, Lando on bass, Baldy on guitar, and DJ just standing there. Also, Ham was on drums for the Ozzy tribute, So they did Bark at the Moon and a little medley with a little bit of Crazy Train. And so that was Cat on guitar, Lando on bass, Ham on drums, and an Ozzy impersonator.
So
on,
he's in
on
that,
lead vocals.
He's in the band, the Blizzard of Oz.
Did we know his name? I never got his name.
Robert.
Yeah. Robert. Okay.
He's awesome.
He's
like,
really
he
good.
He pulled it off so well. Full Ozzy get up.
Yeah, and I think they processed his vocals, so he kind of was doubled up like Ozzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded really good, but we don't have time for that right now.
Cat was great on guitar,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Cat, I mean, that's
wheelhouse.
That's like rock and roll fantasy camp for Cat when he gets to do that. And then he was also on drums for Rosanna. And so this is Corby and Donovan. I guess Donovan is helping you with the chorus.
He's doing the black guy deep voice thing.
Yeah, he's doing. And this is an extremely hard drum part, and I thought you nailed it, Ham.
When I wake up in the morning and see your eyes, Rosanna, Rosanna. Never thought that a girl like you would ever care for me, Rosanna.
How many times did you play this, Ham? 1,000?
1,000 and about 100 right before we went on stage.
That's so funny.
No!
Rosanna, Rosanna. I didn't know you were looking for more than I could ever be. Not quite a year since you went away, Rosanna.
I mean, listen to that shuffle.
It's the hardest thing to do.
Rosanna,
it's just so fast.
Yeah, meet you all the way.
How long you been drumming?
I started when I was like 13 or 12. Did that for about 6 years continuously, and then I picked it back up again in 2020.
It looks fun as heck.
It really is. I highly recommend it.
Would I be the first mid-50s dad to try to learn drumming?
No. You wouldn't be.
Yeah, I have great respect for drummers, and Ham in particular, because he is really good.
He is.
I can't... It's hard enough for me to independently work my arms, but then you throw your feet into it, like potentially having all four limbs doing something different.
It's crazy.
My brain can't process that fast. No, I can't do it.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah, it's impossible. Also, he's not only a gifted drummer, Ham is... He has like 7-octave range with his voice. And so Ham was the backup singer on Donovan's song, Give Me the Night, an incredible yacht rock song. But listen to the Ham part.
So funny. Our rehearsals, I was crying laughing.
Whenever dark is falling, you know the spirit of the party starts to come alive till the day is dawning. You can throw out all the blues and hit the city lights, cause there's music in the air, lots of love everywhere. So give it a night. Give it.
Alright,
give it a night. You need the evening action.
Oh my God! How do you do that?
It's so funny.
And then, of course, Ham. He took the lead microphone, much to my chagrin, as we've played this song on the air before, but he had to debut it live as he does a version of Band on the Run, but it's Dave Has the Runs.
And poor Dave.
It's a Wings song. It's like 3 songs in one. Now we're getting to the main part.
missiles were bursting in the village square, and so he plugged them with his phone.
Oh no!
So funny. It's so ridiculous.
And so that song was right before my song.
Yes.
And so I'm waiting to get ready to go on, and I'm already like in my own head nervous. And then Camille and Matt are over there. Camille and Matt played on the Jubb ticket stock theme.
Yeah.
And they are just dying laughing and just pointing at me. So thank you for that, Ham. And yes, the last one I wanted to play, it was all hands on deck. So I was singing lead, but the entire Hardline show, all of you, helped sing backup as I did a cover of Bill Withers' Lovely Day, but it was Heated Rivalry themed.
Yes, he had the photo of the Heated Rivalry guys in the background.
Crowd loved it.
That was awesome.
And I was wearing a 2004 Charity Challenge Hardline jersey, the pink jersey with the rose on it.
Also
perfect.
I can't
believe you have that.
When I wake up in the morning, love, a cisgendered guy, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Are hockey players gay? Would that be all right with me? So I flip on HBO and I sit down to see a heated rivalry. When the captain got a smoothie and banged the barista at his place. When Shane laid down upon the bed and Ilya sat down on his face.
And Dave had to, Dave had to pantomime sitting down.
Like, okay, can we skip ahead to the final right chorus, Ham?
Stuck his tongue into Kip's when Shane and Ilya get away and fill the cottage with DNA. I know hockey can be gay, and that's all right with me. Bob would never say, but hockey is gonna be. It's super gay.
To change it up for the last part.
Yeah.
It's an earworm.
It's a great song, too.
I was just up there laughing while we were doing his stuff.
Yeah, Corby was getting all into it, and then he caught himself like, what am I saying?
Yeah, he's super gay. Over and over.
Such a great earworm, though.
Oh, wait a minute. We're going higher?
I hit the note.
He held it for at least 40 seconds. It was great.
Yeah, so thanks to all the P1s.
Great success.
The entire weekend, and not to mention our sales department, promotions department.
That's right.
This was an incredible ticket stock. Pudge was great. Sam Perkins was great. Charles Haley and Kevin Smith were great.
Really good.
We had so much fun. I know it's generic to say that, but
we did talk about the Lenny Kravitz show.
It is a...
why wasn't I up there?
It's a long weekend, but... It went by so fast this time. It really did.
Yeah, it did. It was awesome. Thanks to all the P1s mainly.